بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Thorncliffe Park Moss, Toronto, Canada. Today is Sunday, night of 15th Shaban, 18th September 2005. Human nature and its consequence in the light of Quran. Torment in the grave and in Qiyamah. How we can save ourselves in this dunya and hereafter. These topics are clearly discussed in the light of Quran and Hadith by our honorable guest, Hazrat Maulana Sulaiman Mulla from South Africa.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أطوارا ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات طباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إن استطعت أن تمسي وتصبح وليس في قلبك غش لأحد من المسلمين فافعل فإن ذلك من سنتي ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء اكرام, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, Allah Rabbul Izzat has repeatedly in the Quran in various different verses highlighted many different weaknesses and shortcomings of man. Allah has created man and hence Allah knows man the best. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says, we are the sole creators of man, and we understand what crosses the heart and the minds of man. Nay, we are closer to the human than his jugular vein. So whatever Allah defines of man is the precise description of man, free from any form of exaggeration. At times Allah has referred to the weakness of man by saying, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلٍ. Man has a hasty nature. He wants things to happen very quickly in life. And at times the Quran says, وَلَوْ يُعَجِّلُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ الشَّرَّ اسْتِعَجَالَهُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ لَقُضِيَ إِلَيْهِمْ أَجَلُهُمْ فَنَذَرُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Sometimes in man's hasty nature, he realizes not, he curses himself. Sometimes in his hasty nature, that things must happen very quickly and very suddenly, he realizes not, he curses himself. So this is one of the weaknesses of man. He doesn't have patience. In fact, the scholars unanimously agree that while Allah reserved the authority to create the skies and the earth in a split second, however, Allah created it over a period of 6 days simply to educate man that things are done systematically. There was no other wisdom in Allah creating the skies and the earth gradually other than to inform man, to educate man that things are done systematically. And then Allah speaks about the sequence in which He created the earth and the skies and what you see around you. قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين. Allah created the earth in 2 days, then Allah created the mountains, Allah created the rivers, Allah created the lakes. Allah says, then He focused His grandeur towards the skies while it remained nothing but smoke. فَقَالَ لَهَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ اِتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا. And Allah commanded the earth and the skies to take the current form that it is. We do not deny the theory of the Big Bang theory. However, we are believers that this happened not coincidentally but through the will of Allah. So we don't have a problem with what scientists believe. We don't have a problem in this theory. However, we believe it happened and it was motivated by the will of Allah. There's nothing that happens by itself. The theory per se we do not refute, but we believe that behind this theory, to bring it into existence, was the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So man has this hasty nature in him. In everything of life, he wishes that things must happen very quickly. And I was one day mentioning, you know, today days are going so fast. Generally we say that good days go fast and bad days go slow. But today life is so quick, even bad days are going quickly. Even bad days are going quickly, believe me. The things that we want that, you know, that must happen quickly, even that is happening. Life has become so short. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alam tara anna al-layla wan-nahar yuqarribani kull ba'id wa yabliyani kull jadid wa ya'tiyani bi kull maw'ud." Don't you see the rapid change of night and day is making every new thing old, is bringing every distant thing close, and is bringing every appointment on its time. So we spoke about it, yeah, I'll see next year Ramadan, only to know that Ramadan is in front of us. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. Allah says, just as things are coming quickly and happening very fastly, believe me that Qiyamah also is very close. Then Allah goes on to say, you think it's far, but I'm telling you it's close. إِنَّهُمْ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا. They distant it, and they consider it to be remote, while we understand it is very close. Allah says, those that are mocking at the believers, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ, that every time the Muslims pass by, they snub them, they make remarks, they make derogatory comments about them. And the believer perseveres and endures. Then Allah goes on to explain when He will reverse the situation, when those people that are mocking at the believers, they will be laughed at, and the believers will sit and enjoy the scene. But when Allah describes this, Allah doesn't say it will happen on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ يَنْظُرُونَ هَلْ ثُوِّبَ الْكُفَّارُ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Allah says, the believers will sit on thrones next to me, and then they will mock at those that mocked at them. And Allah draws the picture so close, that Qiyamah is so close, Allah says they will do that today. So one is the weakness of man, he has a hasty nature. In everything of life, he tends to become hasty. He wants things to happen very rapidly, very instantly. Then Allah speaks about the weakness of man. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. Man is very ungrateful to Allah. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, commentating on the word kanood, says, kanood is that human who remembers the bounty but ideally forgets the giver of the bounty. So what will you say regarding your son, my brother, and oh my mother, if you purchase him a watch or you purchase him a uniform or you buy him something of his choice, and he always enjoys what he owns and he uses it, and he cherishes it, but he forgets that my father bought it. So he never dares acknowledge his father, but he insists, where's my watch, where's my watch, forgetting that my father bought it. Allah says, this is what you are, O man. You enjoy the vision I gave you, you enjoy the health I gave you, but you never dare thanking me for what I gave you. You remember the privileges, but you ideally forget the giver of the privileges. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. He remembers. Then, in Surah Al-Adiyat, Allah takes an oath of the horses. Allah takes an oath of the horses in the Quran. As man, Allah has given us intellect and Allah has given us sound reasoning, that if we apply, we we ponder, we contemplate, we introspect, then trust me, we can learn lessons from creations that are inferior to us. Allah gave the example in the Quran about the fly. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ ذُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا. Allah says, whoever you supplicate besides me, unite their talent and their abilities and their resources, they cannot create one fly and give it life. So some people made the remark and they said, very strange, such a great, mighty Almighty, who is the possessor of grandeur, of might, of strength, and he speaks about such insignificant creations like a fly in the Quran. You know, what a contrast between the two. One side is his magnanimity, his grandeur, his supreme authority, his in absolute control, and then he talks of creations that are so insignificant. So Allah responded to that also, and Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. سبحان الله. Allah says, I do not feel shy or ashamed to send forth the parable and the similitude of a mosquito, or be it smaller than a mosquito. If in there is a lesson for man, I will give it. The believers will respond by saying, how great is our Creator that He taught us a lesson from a mosquito. The disbelievers whose hearts are deviated, they will say, what silly examples are they? Allah says, it is one example of a mosquito. Via that, there will be those that will come close to me and others will forsake me. The one example will remain. Some will use it to ponder and see that indeed this is the greatness of Allah. Through such an insignificant creation, He teaches us a lesson. He opens up our eyes and they will reflect and draw closeness to the Creator. On the other hand, others will object about it. They will frown about it. The Prophet ﷺ was sitting, the riwayat appears in Muslim Sharif, and he said, in the previous nations, a person mounted onto his cow, and he started riding the cow. So the cow said, we have not been created as a conveyance. The animal responded. So the Sahaba around him, they said, O Prophet of Allah, have we understood you correctly? Baqaratun tatakallam. Do you mean to say the cow spoke? The Prophet ﷺ said, listen, if you have reservation, that's your choice. If you are skeptical in believing in me, so be it. My Abu Bakr and Umar believe in it without questioning me. My Abu Bakr and Umar, trust me. You have reservation, you are at liberty to have it. You are skeptical, so be it. My Abu Bakr and my Umar, they believe me without questioning it. So some frowned upon the fact that the cow spoke. And so Nabi alayhi salam confirmed the strength and the conviction of Abu Bakr and Umar. And in the riwayat, it comes that Abu Bakr and Umar were not even present. They were not even present. But their level of conviction, you don't doubt the formula and the prescription of your ordinary GP. And you trust him in the expertise that he has, that he will make the correct diagnosis and give the correct prescription. How can you then doubt the prescription of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The hadith of Bukhari, that man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said that my brother has severe diarrhea. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Istihi hasla, go feed him some honey and come. So he gives him honey and he comes. He said, Ma zadahu illa istitlaqa. O Nabi of Allah, I'm afraid I gave him honey, but it has aggravated the diarrhea. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this is the formula of Allah. I will repeat what I have said. Go and give your brother honey and come. He goes back, he gives honey, he says, O Nabi of Allah, it has aggravated the problem. The Prophet ﷺ said, Sadaqallah wa kathaba batnu akhik. Allah has spoken the truth, the problem lies in the system and the health of your brother. The problem is now in the health of, in the conviction of your brother, in the health of your brother. Allah has spoken the truth. Allah has spoken the truth. The riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Umar radiallahu anhu says, we were doing something in our farming. The Prophet ﷺ came, he had a look at it, he said, stop this practice. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, Subhanallah, this statement is brimming with faith. The statement of Sahaba is actually brimming with iman. He said, Nahana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an amrin kana lana nafi'a wa tawa'iyatullahi wa rasulihi hiya anfa'u lana. Nabi alayhi salam forbade us from something which was apparently beneficial for us. We were using the strategy, we seen the benefits, however he cautioned us against it. What he stopped us from was something beneficial. However, compliance to his order is more beneficial. Today, the Muslim of today doesn't realize that. The businessman is telling you, venture into interest, it is beneficial. He's not convinced that what my Nabi told me is more important and is of greater benefit. And let me share one thing with you on this point. As we draw closer to Qiyamah, we come closer to an era that is full of evils. Because we're moving away from the golden era. Many people very anxiously anticipate the presence of Imam Mahdi. And rightfully so. This appears in our texts and in our scriptures and we believe in his coming. But let us not forget that that era is coupled with the emergence of Dajjal as well. While we rejoice on the fact that Imam Mahdi will make his appearance, let us not forget that that era is also coupled. A youngster is getting married, he's very excited, old people are laughing, in a panwa there. Let him get married quickly, he'll know all about it. The son asks his father, Dad, how much does it cost to get married? He says, my son, I don't know, I'm still paying. I truly don't know, I am still paying. They say another name for a nikah certificate is work permit. So understand the evils with which it is coupled. Now we ideally console ourselves that the day I will spot Dajjal, my Prophet ﷺ has very emphatically, very explicitly, very vividly described the attributes of Dajjal. إِنَّهُ أَعْوَرْ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ لَيْسَ بِأَعْوَرْ. Remember, he is one-eyed and your Allah is not one-eyed. مَعَهُ نَارٌ وَنَهْرٌ. He will have hell and paradise with him. Remember, his hell is the paradise of Allah. His paradise is the hell of Allah. And he will first claim to be a prophet and then he will claim divine powers. He will come by a group of people. They will bring iman on him. He will point to the skies. It will shower rain. He will point to the earth. It will give off vegetation. He will point to the cattle. It will give off milk. He will then come by a group of people, they will deny him, they will refute him. He'll point to the sky, there'll be drought. He'll point to the earth, there will be no vegetation. He'll point to the animals, they will become thin, lean, weak and die. In other words, accepting his message will be inviting apparent prosperity. And denying his message will be inviting apparent ruination. Can you imagine how challenging that will be on this ummah? Today a man is tempted with one deal, and it becomes irresistible. Can you imagine? You're accepting his message. Literally, you will see things open up. How many people won't fall for him? We are living in a time where any man performs the slightest supernatural action and there goes the message. There goes the message towards him. They ignore all his wrong. They look at that one action and they go blind one way. Now, we many a times think when we will spot the devil and Dajjal, we will recognize him by his appearance. What a deception, what a delusion. Tell me, has not the Prophet ﷺ said the greatest test and trial for the males of my ummah is woman? Has he not said that the fitna of this ummah is money? When you walk outside and you are exposed and you are vulnerable and you see those challenges staring at you, do you look at it and say, yes, this is what my Nabi told me, I must be careful about it? No, you forget all your information, you forget all your theories and you fall. You fall a victim and you fall prey to whatever temptation is put before you. Hence, don't be in the delusion that I will identify Dajjal. I'm afraid the test will be so strong, it will be so overwhelming, that the hadith of Kanzul Umman says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam quotes the hadith of Qudsi where Allah Ta'ala says, I will bring about such challenges, such difficulties, that it will leave the intellectual puzzled and perplexed. Never mind the ordinary. The intellectual, لَيَصِيرُ الْحَلِيمُ فِيهَا حَيْرَانِ. The learned, the intellectual, the competent will be puzzled. Can you imagine the lame man? What a time is to dawn upon this ummah. So these are the weaknesses of man that the Quran speaks about. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. When good comes his way, he becomes very possessive. That nobody else must know. He wants to grab with two hands. And when difficulty comes his way, he moans and groans. He moans and groans. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. Allah says, sometimes I test him. So I narrow his income. I control his finance. So he starts frowning on my choices. And he becomes arrogant on my decisions. And he says, Allah, why me? What did I do? As if he's in charge of how much he must have. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. When the Prophet ﷺ made hijrah to Medina Munawwara, some people accepted Islam and they boarded. They stood on the side. Then after accepting Islam, if it brought physical, material prosperity, then they said the religion is a good religion. However, if they seen adversity, difficulty, poverty, penury, then they forsake and they abandon the faith. So Allah said, Allah responded to their reaction, and Allah said, you are experiencing difficulty, so you decide to forsake my deen. As if that's the answer to your problem. So you're going through financial difficulties, that's one problem. When you left me, now you will go through the greatest problems of Akhirah. So you are the loser. You lost here and you lost there. خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. And then he starts supplicating other images and other deities as if what he did not get by Allah, he will get by them. So he now leaves the masjid and he forsakes Quran and he resorts to other measures. He resorts to other measures. We are not saying that you do not implement practical measures that conform within the parameters of Sharia. Islam allows you and Islam gives you permission. So anyway, then Allah says, لَا يَسْأَمُ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ دُعَاءِ الْخَيْرِ. Man doesn't tire asking good. When it comes to good, there's nothing like enough. The one that doesn't have money also wants it, and the one that has it also wants it. Nobody says, no, I'm done now, okay, you take over. No. The one that has it also wants it, and the one that doesn't has it also wants it. This is the nature. لَا يَسْأَمُ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ دُعَاءِ الْخَيْرِ. Allah says, he never tires asking good. وَإِنْ مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَيَأُوسُ الْقَنُوتِ. And where I test him slightly, he becomes totally despondent. He becomes totally despondent, as if the entire world has collapsed upon him. Sometimes I sit and wonder, I don't know, has the challenges of our times intensified, or has our immune system weakened? Today, slight petty things and people resort to suicide. أَلَا مَوْتٌ يُبَاعُ فَأَشْتَرِيهِ فَهَذَا الْعَيْشُ مَا لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. Someone said, is anybody selling death? I want to buy death. Because there's no more pleasure left in this world. اب تو گھبرا کے یہ کہتے ہیں کہ مر جائیں گے مر کے پیچھے نہ پایا تو کدھر جائیں گے. اب تو گھبرا کے یہ کہتے ہیں کہ مر جائیں گے مر کے پیچھے نہ پایا تو کدھر جائیں گے. Now in a fit of frustration you say, I wish I died. My brother, if you only know what is to happen in that qabr, and you only know what is the darkness of that grave, and you only know what is the loneliness of that grave. My Nabi said, لَوْلَا أَلَّا تَدَافَنُوا لَوْلَا أَلَّا تَدَافَنُوا لَدَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْمِعَكُم مِّنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. If it wasn't out of the fear that you will stop bearing your disease, if that did not hold me back, I would have made dua to Allah that he unfolds to you the torment of the grave. But I'm afraid if Allah unveils that to you, you won't have the courage to lower the disease because you'll see him burning with your naked eye. If it wasn't for the fear that you'll stop bearing your disease, trust me, I would have made dua to Allah. Allah, let this arrogant human see what happens here. Lawla Allah tadafanu. You're worried about your house, my brother, and you're monitoring your sugar levels in time you monitor your iman levels. One day monitoring sugar, one day monitoring cholesterol, one day monitoring blood. Monitor your iman also. Is this thing fluctuating or is it just going one way down? Lawla Allah tadafanu. لَدَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْمِعَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. Aisha radiallahu anha said, someone came home. So she was begging, so I gave her something. So she made a dua for me. أَعَاذَكِ اللَّهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ. Jazakallah for the day. My dua to you is, we make dua, Allah tane bo suki kare. Allah tane laam bi umar de. She made dua, Allah save you from the punishment of the grave. I have no other dua for you. I have one dua for you, Allah save you from the torment of the grave. Aisha radiallahu anhu said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back. I narrated to him as was my routine. And I asked him, O Nabi of Allah, what is the punishment of the grave? This woman came, I gave her a date. She responded by this dua. Could you elaborate? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then explained in detail, what is the grave? النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا. النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِنُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Allah says, Pharaoh and his people, the fire is presented before them every morning and every evening from the time they died. And on the day of Qiyamah, they will be brought forward. And what does the Quran say? يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْوِرْدُ الْمَوْرُودِ. As he led his nation in this world, and he led them astray, on the day of Qiyamah, he will take his followers and lead them to Jahannam. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنًا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ. They were leaders who invited towards Jahannam. Some of those leaders who invite towards Jannah. Allah says these are leaders that were invited towards hell. So every day in the grave this is presented before them. Every day the grave calls out, يَبْنَ آدَمْ يَبْنَ آدَمْ تَعْصِ اللَّهَ عَلَى ظَهْرِي وَغَدًا سَتُعَذَّبُ فِي بَطْنِي. يَبْنَ آدَمْ. O man, today you arrogantly walk on my back. Tomorrow you'll be dropped into me and I'll show you what I do to you. Today you arrogantly walk on me and you stagger your feet. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا كُلُّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهًا. Allah said, don't stagger this earth. And don't be arrogant the way you walk. My earth is too solid. You won't able to dent it in any way. And don't raise your head too high. Never mind the skies, even the mountains are higher than you. What have you achieved? What have you achieved with that walk of yours? With that arrogance of yours? With that pride of yours? وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحًا إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا كُلُّ ذَٰلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهًا. As a believer, it is expected of you. The Quran speaks about it, that your very walk must reflect humility. Never mind the way you talk. One is you talk very arrogantly. But one is your walk, the Quran says. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. Allah says his beloved servants are such, when you see them walking without talking to the man, you convince that he's a gentle, passive, humble man. His walk tells you he's humble. You study the walk of Nabi alayhi salam, it was an upright walk. When we say humble walk, we're not talking of a lethargic walk. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to see people walking slow, he used to say, you're sick. No, he used to hit them. Walk with a meaningful walk, not a meaningless walk. That is not Islam. that you are lame and you're weak and you're haphazard and you're tired and you're exhausted and you're fatigued. No, no, no. Sayyidina Umar used to lash them. He said, if you walk properly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's walk amongst the Sahaba, his beloved daughter Fatima radiallahu anha, Sahaba say, if you seen her walking, you would swear this was the Prophet of Allah walking. مَا كَانَتْ مِشْيَتُهَا تُخْطِئُ مِنْ مِشْيَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Her walk was one-on-one the walk of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is said that inquiring the walk of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم has no longer remained the aspiration of this ummah. It's not even the remote aspiration, never mind the instant aspiration. How did my Nabi walk? What did my Nabi do? When Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu went on the occasion of Hudaybiyah and he was negotiating on behalf of the Muslims, and Sahaba were camped outside at Hudaybiyah, and Uthman entered into the haram, and Uthman asked permission for the Prophet of Allah to come, and they declined. Then they said, okay, Uthman, you are here, you can make the Umrah. He said, my Nabi cannot come and I must make the Umrah. You're talking of impossible things, yeah. You're talking of impossible. What are you talking? My Nabi sits outside in the sun and Uthman makes Umrah. I'm better off without this Umrah. Hi, this no longer remains the jazba of this Ummah. My sister doesn't want to know how Aisha radiallahu anha dressed. My mother doesn't want to know how Fatima radiallahu anha dressed. My brother doesn't want to know how Hassan and Hussein dressed. But they are rather worried about the celebrities of this world, the immoral, unchaste women of this world, and many men come and impose those dressings upon their wives. I want you to walk like this. I want you to talk like this. I want you to dance like this. May the curse of Allah be upon such people. When you talk, you must do this. Walk like this actress. Be seductive like that actress. And here the Quran speaks, Fatima radiallahu anha's walk was one-on-one the walk of Nabi alayhi salam. What is the hadith? He walked in an upright position. Sahaba says, he used to be walking, we used to be running. The walk of Nabi alayhi salam was such a brisk walk, such a brisk upright walk, that he used to be walking, we used to be running. But yet at the same time the Sahaba describe it, subhanallah, it was as if he was descending from a flight of stairs. So while the walk was upright, which was a meaningful walk, it was not upright that gave off pride and arrogance. It was as if he was coming down. Whenever he walked, as if he was descending. Sahaba described him as mutawasil al-ahzan and da'imul tabassum. When you ask the Sahaba, what was the condition of Nabi alayhi salam? They said he had perpetual grief, yet he smiled always. So, you know what it was? That he smiled to every person. But when he spoke, then you realized. Sometimes a man is going through pain and he's going through a crisis in his life. And then you greet him and he smiles. And then when he opens his heart out, then you realize the smile was on the face, not in the heart. The heart had a whole different history. The pain, the anxiety. And today every man is going through different crises. Touch any man and he pours his heart out, the only thing you realize, oh shukr, I'm better. Alhamdulillah, when I hurt this man, at least I take solace. That is the one benefit I get from, you know, being involved in all these marital cases, is that at least it gives you solace to your relation. Every day someone coming home, Shaykh, I need to speak to you, Maulana, I need to speak to you. You listen to that, at least you can tell the wife, you know, whatever we are, we're better off. Whatever we are, alhamdulillah, our problems are petty. So these are the weaknesses of man. The actual weakness I wanted to say, I didn't mention still. The one that I wanted to highlight, one common weakness of man which has been covered in the Quran, is that man cannot take criticism, constructive criticism. Man cannot handle it. When you tell a person he's wrong, then unfortunately he cannot take responsibility for his wrong. So he tries to pass the buck on. He either to justify his wrong or to prove himself innocent. But whenever he's told that you did this, you perpetrated this, you caused this, you're responsible, then he shies away from the wrong. This is the weakness of man. It is inborn, it's inherent. And currently the ummah has slipped into this. We've come into this complacency. And we have ideally used this fake pretext to justify our weakness. So we say, no, there's so much accusation against the Muslims, and there's so much victimization against the Muslims, and there's so much hostility against the Muslims, and the Muslims are so vulnerable and so susceptible, and all this, yeah, so that is why we can't obey Allah. I ask you, my brother, who is harassing you to perform Fajr Salah? I ask you, my brother, who is stopping you from obeying Allah in the four walls of your house? It's time we come out of this accusing this one and that one. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask you and you alone. You are responsible to obey Allah, and no excuses will justify your sins. So on the day of Qiyamah, when the dwellers of Jannah will go to Jannah, Allah make us amongst them. وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا وَنَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. Allah says the pious will arrive as in a delegation at the door of Allah. And the sinners will be driven to the hellfire like thirsty cattle are driven to water. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. So when the disbelievers will be thrown into Jahannam, obviously, like is common, the losing side is the arguing side. The side that loses, I told you should have let me bet, but I told you I was a better batsman. The winning side, nobody is squealing. Nobody is squealing. The losing side is where all the squealing accusations are going on. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَحَقٌ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ. Allah speaks about it in pages of the Quran, how the dwellers and the occupants of hellfire will argue, blame, accuse, insult, implicate. You did it, you caused it, because of you, because of him. Why do you think it will go on? Because that will be the pinnacle of regret. You lose one game and you can't stop moaning and groaning. Imagine here you see yourself, Allah forbid, in Jahannam. So when the dwellers of Jahannam will go into Jahannam, Allah save us all. Then obviously the easiest target to accuse will be the devil. He's the softest target. He had a share in every influence. So before they'll accuse the devil will give a bayan in Jahannam. The Quran speaks about this, yeah? A lecture by world-known, world-renowned Iblis. Venue, Jahannam. Audience, millions. The Quran speaks about it. We heard in the Maghrib Salah. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ. This ayah makes me cry. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيدٍ. Allah will ask Jahannam, are you full? Jahannam will say, no Allah, there's space, send them whoever they are. Allah send them, there's place. يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيدٍ وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ هَذَا مَا تُوعَدُونَ لِكُلِّ أَوَّابٍ حَفِيظٍ. And Jannat will be brought close for the pious. وَبُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. Jahannam will be presented. وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ وَجِيءَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِجَهَنَّمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانُ وَأَنَّا لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. Jahannam will be brought, man will regret, but unless your regret will be too late. Before they'll be thrown into Jahannam, they will ask Malik, Malik, can we cry? Who's in charge of Jahannam? Malik will say, cry your heart out. They will cry and cry, literally sob tears of blood. Malik will say, مَا أَحْسَنَ هَذَا الْبُكَى لَوْ كَانَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Wonderful are these tears, only if you shed them in the world. Wonderful are these tears, only if you shed them in the world. My son, you're regretting after the results are out and you failed. Only if you worked a week earlier. Only if you cried and worked a week earlier. These tears are wonderful, but at this time, cry as much as you want to, it cuts no ice, it makes no difference. That remains your abode. It's time we worry about this. Aaj har maa ki tamanna hai, har baap ki fikr hai. Every parent is worried. What will happen to my children the day I die? Every man has this year. What about thinking, what will happen to my children the day they die? What will happen to my children the day I die? What will happen to my children the day they die? My Nabi lowered his own Zainab in the Qabr and he cried. He was silent. He was disturbed. He was perturbed. He was full of grief and sorrow. Sahaba didn't dare speak to him. But as he came out, the face radiated light. There was a slight smile. They seized the opportunity. O Nabi of Allah, you don't mind, we want to ask you a question. What is it asked? You entered in there very sad, very depressed, very hurt. But as you came out, somehow your face was radiating light. And you looked a bit more calm and composed. He said, when I looked at the darkness of the grave and the loneliness of the grave, I pitied my Zainab. I pitied my Zainab. And then I made dua to Allah. Allah, you save my Zainab from the severity of the azab. Allah, you save. The Nabi of Allah is worried of his Zainab. What will happen to my Zainab? What will happen to my Zainab? And then Allah confirmed that he accepted my dua, that my Zainab will be divinely exempted and protected. And as a mark of joy, that my Zainab will not be harassed. You are worried that your son is not harassed at the airport, and the immigration officer doesn't harass him. What about if the angels catch him when he goes down in the grave? عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ عَلَيْهَا تِسْعَةَ عَشَرَ Allah says, I have 19 angels in charge of Jahannam. Abu Jahl said, I'm calling my people and come in. So what did the Quran say? فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَةِ فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَةِ Tell him to call his men, I am calling my malaika. What about the harassment by the malaika? If the angel stops your child, where are you off to? Where is the beard on your face, my young boy? Today my sister deliberately, emphatically says, I'm looking for a boy, but I don't want a bearded boy. And my brother says, I'm looking for a girl, but I don't want a girl in hijab. Then for Allah's sake, when you see crisis in your marriages, don't knock our doors. When the very grounds of selecting your partner is open violation to the orders of Allah, then don't ask for joy in those marriages. فَلْيَدْعُ نَادِيَهُ سَنَدْعُ الزَّبَانِيَةِ Tell them to call their men, we are calling our malaika. Malik will say, cry as much as you want to, it cuts no eyes, then Jahannam remains yours. Aye, Jahannam hasn't become a reality in our lives. Everything else has made us tear. Little loss of dollars makes us tear. Loss of job makes us tear. Material harm makes us tear. But never have we teared over that inevitable reality. Allah be my witness, I cry, I cry. I look at old people, people that are 60, 70, I see this man is ready to die. What pleasure does he still get in shaving his beard? I wonder to myself, Ya Allah, like how long will this man carry on like this? Has the time not yet come? What are you anticipating in your life? Shaitan will speak.
وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ
The Quran says this will happen immediately when they will enter into hellfire. Then the devil will address all the occupants of hellfire. And the devil will say, listen, listen, before you accuse me and implicate me and blame me, listen to what I have to tell you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ Allah promised you on the tongue of the prophets repeatedly that Qiyamah is a reality, that death is a reality, that accountability is a reality. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ And I belied the promise of Allah. I told you it's a lie, it's false, it's remote, it's fabricated. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ I went against my promise. You knew in the heart of hearts what Allah said was true. Furthermore,
وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي
I had no physical access over you. There were those that called you and invited you to the masjid.
and I invited you towards the clubs and the casinos, you were at liberty to make the choice in your life. The ball was in your court. You reserved the authority to make the choice. وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الرُّشْدِ لَا يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا وَإِنْ يَرَوْا سَبِيلَ الْغَيِّ يَتَّخِذُوهُ سَبِيلًا. When you were shown to the path of the masjid, you said, no, I don't want to use that road. When you were shown the path to a casino, you said, that's the road I was looking for. That is what you did. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا. I wish you could appreciate Arabic so that you understand translated version is definitely not what my Allah said. How can I precisely, adequately communicate and transmit precisely what my Allah has said? Nonetheless, the gist of this ayah in my humble explanation is that the devil will say to them that I invited you and the prophets invited you. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. You chose to respond to my call and ignore their call. So every day Fajr time the Mu'addin is calling you. The choice is yours. When you enter into the marketplace, you are exposed. Remind yourself of the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam. Again, it's your call, it's your choice. Then the devil will make himself very clear. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame your boss. Don't blame this power. Don't blame that country. Don't blame this enemy. Don't blame that infidel. Blame yourself. Blame yourself. It's time we come out of this deception that these people have done this and that people have done this and so and so is running the economy and they control. No, no, my brother, who stops you from dressing like a Muslim? Who is compelling you to bring the devil box in your house? You tell me who is doing it. Who compels you to bring interest and usury in your marketplace? Wadumu anfusakum, blame yourself. Furthermore, مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. I cannot arrange for your release from hell, nor can you arrange for my release. I cannot get you out of here, you cannot get me out of here. أَصْرَخَ يُسْرِخُ إِسْرَاخ. صَرَخَ in Arabic means to scream. To respond to the plea. To respond to the cry. I will be of no avail to your cry. In fact, they will first cry in Jahannam, cry, lament, scream, yell. Then they will say, let's try something else. In the world we found that when a person had to serve a sentence in a jail, and then if he conducts himself in the jail with dignity, then they reduce his sentence. Or then they have presidential pardon. So let's try, maybe we stand a chance here. So let's be a bit patient here and stop moaning and groaning. Maybe it makes a difference. Years, nay, decades will lapse. There will be no difference. Then they will say, سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَجَزِعْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. Whether we cry or we patient, we scream or we silent, it makes no difference. You see the agony of a child who's asking for attention and wants to buy something. His mother ignores him, his father ignores him. What happens to the child? The agony that I am not being responded to. My cry falls on deaf ears. The child goes through frustration. And he's not in pain, he's not in agony. He wants it to buy some sweets, some toffee, some ice cream. Yeah, they will be burning. لَوْ أَنَّ ثَوْبًا مِّنْ أَثْوَابِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ عُلِّقَ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَمَاتَ جَمِيعُ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ نَتَنِهَا. If one garment of the dwellers of hell is hung on the sky, the foul smell that will emit from that garment will cause the instant death of every creature on this earth. The foul smell of that garment that will emit from there will cause the instant death of humanity in its entirety. حرها شديد قعرها بعيد حديدها حديد. My brother, I am not here to frighten you or warn you. The Quran is telling you. فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى فأين تذهبون. If you can comprehend the complaint that Allah is saying in this verse, Allah says, you know, as we say, tumko kahan jaoge?
Where are you going? Allah says, leaving me, where are you going? My servant, where are you looking for this joy? Who told you it lies with strange women? Who told you it lies in resorts? Who told you it lies in music? You tried the world till today, you are not happy. Is it not time you come back to your Allah? Make the pledge to Allah that today you return to Allah. Say inshallah, brothers. Today you come back to your Allah. In Tafsir al-Ruh al-Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahimahullah mentions the hadith al-Qudsi under Surah al-Qadr, where Allah says, la'aneen al-muthnibin ahabbu ilayya min zajl al-musabbihin. Allah says, I enjoy the regret of the sinners more than the subhanallah of the pious. Aye. And you still don't come to this Allah? Allah says, one side is a pious man making subhanallah, subhanallah, and one side is a man crying his heart out to Allah. Allah, what did I do? Allah, I came to Canada and I left you, Allah. Allah, back home in my country I worshipped you. Allah, I came here, I forgot you. Allah, money engulfed me. Allah, materialism overpowered me. Allah, woman tempted me. Allah, the world misled me. He cries his heart out. Allah says, you read subhanallah, you read alhamdulillah. That man impresses me more. Istalah al-abdu ala mawla. Allah then tells the angels, today one of my servants have made peace with me. Today one of my servants has renewed his contract with me. You know for yourself, there's a child that is obedient, he's on time, you don't have worry about him. But there's another child that you are worried, is the black sheep of the family, as they say. And he goes out, and then he comes back. All he needs to say, oh my parents, forgive me. That's all. And those parents pour their hearts out to him. My son, the day you did the wrong, I forgave you. Never mind today. The day you committed, trust me, the day you walked out of my house, I cried in my heart, but I made you laugh on that very moment. You're a father, you are evil. You're a mother, you are sinful. My Allah, who calls himself Akramul Akramin, who calls himself Arhamul Rahimin, who calls himself Rahman, who calls himself Rahim. What is mercy? What do you and I know kindness and forgiveness? Allah says, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will forgive you and I won't even remind you that I forgave you. Man forgives you, but he won't let you forget about it. Even a mother, as loving as she is, she will tell you, never mind, مَتَنَ مَعَفْ كِدُو. I forgave you, but you still love your wife more than me. She will give you those comments. We respect our, what I'm saying is, it's human nature. Taana to milega zarur. Now and then you'll hear those nasty comments. Allah says, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. And that's not all. Come and tell you something more. أَنْسَ اللَّهُ حَفَظَتَهُ ذُنُوبَهُ وَأَنْسَ ذَلِكَ جَوَارِحَهُ. I will erase that sin from the memory of the angels who recorded it. So that angel won't able to taunt you. That you, what you're talking, you made zina. No, no, I'll erase it from his memory. I will erase it from the limbs of your body. I will erase it from the land on which you committed that crime. So my servant, when you come before me, you won't have to hide and feel shy that this one knows and that one knows. Only I know and you know and nobody knows. And then you still don't come back to your Allah. مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. Allah says, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You have no regard for your Allah. You don't even obey Him. Ulama have written, there are certain sins that are pleasureless. No sin actually provides pleasure. Certain sins give you fake pleasure. But there are certain sins that don't even give you fake pleasure. Allah says, how sinful are you? And you don't fear me that you cannot even forsake sin, pleasureless sins. A person disobeys Allah, he looks at a strange woman, he derives fake pleasure, he listens music, maybe it suits him. But when you are backbiting, what pleasure are you getting? Allah says you don't even have that amount of fear that you can abstain from sins that don't give you pleasure. You don't even leave that. You tell me when you backbiting, what comfort it brings to your body? Which limb has been satisfied? It is soothing to which limb of your body? You're looking at a strange woman, fakely it's soothing your eye. You're listening to music, fakely it's soothing your brain. Again, I stress fake. That's not true pleasure. Pleasure lies in Allah's obedience. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. There's nothing else in this world that can bring true solace to the heart. The other day, one brother phoned me. He said, Shaykh, I've been listening to some of your programs and I need you to make dua for me. So I said, Khair, inshallah, I'll make dua. What is it? He said, no, alhamdulillah, I've got a good wife, I've got two children, I've got a stable job, I have a home that I've purchased, but I'm not happy. I'm not happy. I lack nothing, I fear nothing, but I'm not happy. Go and speak to any person that is common. Today, of course, the medical world is thriving on it. They will make a diagnosis of it, give it some terminology, make some prescriptions for it, make some therapy for it, put up a clinic in that name, put up a center in that name, call up a meeting on that. This is it. I mean, we know when children didn't hear, then we say, boma stancha. Give him 1-2. Now if the child doesn't concentrate, it is ADD, attention deficit disorder. We all know when children didn't hear, what was it? Slap him 1 and put him straight. Now there's medical connotations, psychological implications. So the medical world is thriving on it also. This is the world in which we are living. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ So the question is, the devil will say, don't blame me, blame yourself. The Hadith Qudsi says, that when you come before Allah, يَا عِبَادِي إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ ثُمَّ أُوَفِّيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكْ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ O my servant, I am recording what you're doing. If you come before me and you find good, then praise Allah and thank Allah. And if you find evil, then don't blame me, I only recorded what you did. I only recorded what you did. A mother speaks to both children and gives them the equal upbringing. One listens and he sees the prosperity. The other one doesn't listen and then he asks question. You people are unfair to me. You don't love me. You don't do for me. No, no, my son. No, my son. A mother loves all equal. I told you, I told him. He listened, you didn't listen. The consequences were as the Quran says, Inna hadaynahu sabil, imma shakira, imma kafura, inna hadaynahu najdain, faman sha'a falyu'min, wa man sha'a falyakfur. Allah said, I showed you both the paths. You want to be grateful, ungrateful. You want to go to paradise, you want to go to hell. Then the Quran says, you want to believe, believe. You want to become a kafir, become a kafir. But then listen, if you want to deny, Inna a'tadna lil-zalimina nara. Let me just tell you, if you deny, it's your choice. But then at the same time, just hear what's the consequences of that denial. You want to deny, that's your choice in this world. Allah has given man chance in this world. When we were by Allah, everybody praised Allah. The Quran speaks about it. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَنَا شَهِدَنَا Allah said, am I not your Lord? Everybody said, Allah, you are our Lord. There was nothing to distract us from the grandeur of Allah. There was no business, there was no car, there was no degree, there was nothing material. It was only Allah. Then, on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ وَتَظُنُّونَ إِن لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will call you, everybody will praise Allah. Then you will have to praise Allah, and you will praise Allah. Allah says, who's praising me in this world? Who's praising me in this world? Like one of my ustad said, he said, a woman, with respect to my sisters, a woman generally will praise her husband only on two instances. Generally, a woman will praise her husband only two times. One is when she's proposed to him before she's married to him. She's proposed to him, oh, he's a very potential man, he's a very highly educated person, I've heard a lot about him, he has many degrees. This is before she's married. And the second time she will praise him is after he dies. When he was alive, it took his death for you to say, one thing, your people's father was a very nice man. So when he was alive, tell him when he's alive. One brother in America told me a nice thing. He says, give the man roses when he's alive. Don't give him by his cover. What is he going to do with the roses at his grave? Give him roses when he's alive. Maybe he'll smell it and feel nice. Nowadays they talk of aromatherapy also. So one is when she's proposed to him and one is when he dies. Who's praising now when he's alive? When you by Allah, we all said he was Allah. When we die, we all will say, who in this world says that only my Allah is worthy of praise? Leave the world, leave the beauty, leave the glitter, leave the glamour. Praise belongs to my Allah. أَحَقُّ مَنْ عُبِدْ أَحَقُّ مَنْ أَجْوَدُ مَنْ سُئِلْ The most kind, the most merciful, the most deserving of praise. Who's praising Allah in this world? My respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, Allah has given us this night. This night of Sha'ban, this month of Ramadan, these are moments where Allah is having a grand sale. You know, a grand sale, even that is a fake description. Grand sale also, it's motivated from both sides. They might be scoring on one, losing on one, but they're out to make money. This year Allah is only out to give you. He is only out to give you. He wants you to come back. The Quran says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا Allah says, believe me, I get no pleasure in seeing you burning in Jahannam. Believe me, I get, if it is because I don't get pleasure, I send reminders in your life. Imagine if things in our life were as we planned, and everything was prosperous. You think this audience would have been sitting here? Never. These hundreds that have gathered here, it is our problems, it is our pitfalls, it is our weaknesses that keeps us obligated, and we realize that we constantly need our Allah. Otherwise Allah says, I have no problem in giving you the money you want. You come here to Canada to make it in 10 years, Allah says, I would have given it to you in India in one day. But come and tell you why I'm not giving it to you. You tell your children you bought a box of chocolates. Then you tell them, I bought it for you. So they say, okay, give it to us. He said, no, I can't give it to you, but I bought it for you. So the child says, but now this is now contradiction. You say you bought it for me, but then you don't give it to me. So he said, no, I bought it for you, but I have to give it to you slowly. Because if I give it to you today, it will harm your health, you won't eat your food, you won't learn your work, and you'll rebel against me. You think you know your child, so you don't give him. Allah doesn't know you, that is why he doesn't give you. Allah doesn't know you, only you know your child. Allah knows you better than you know your child. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ Allah says, you know your child when he was born. I know you from the time I intended your existence. I know you from the time I decreed that a human of this name will exist. Nay, Allah knows it from the beginning of time. وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah says, if I give them the wealth they want, the little that are worshipping me will also forsake me. And by them worshipping me, they are only helping themselves. Look at Allah's kindness. Look at Allah's kindness. If you really analyze it, Allah says He's purchased our health and our wealth in lieu of paradise. So rightfully so, the paradise was supposed to be given, but we weren't supposed to enjoy it because that's the price. So we belong to Allah and the paradise is supposed to lie empty. Because the price of paradise is our health and our wealth. But Allah is so kind, He gives the money back also and He gives the article also. Where will you find such a seller? Where will you find such a seller? He doesn't want to give you his article even if you give the money back. You say, I want to return it? No ways, he doesn't want it. Allah says, I give you your life also, and just not this life. In Jannah, I'll give you young forever. You won't have a heart attack. You won't have sugar. You won't have arthritis. You won't have headache. They was telling somebody here, they were laughing about it, but I share it with you. They say, old folks, why you are afraid to become old? Old people, they got silver in their hair, gold in their teeth, lead in their legs, gas in their stomach. What more do they need? They're the most valuable commodity you can think of. Silver in their hair, gold in their teeth, lead in their legs, and gas in their stomach. Today everybody wants to be young. Allah says, صِبَغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةَ صِبَغَةَ اللَّهِ
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغًا.
Stop coloring yourself and dyeing yourself. The verse of the Quran, Allah said, dye yourself in the dye of Allah. Color yourself in the color of Allah. Everybody wants brown dye and black dye. And nobody wants to, even daddy wants to look young, even Doha wants to look young. Everybody wants to, brothers, I've got a very strange mind, I don't know, but I'm just telling you the type of person I am. So you're flying in a plane, and then you find this non-Muslim woman, old age, wrinkle, crinkle. And then before landing, she takes out a cosmetic bag. And I said, like, oh, ane kaun jo hai? Forgive me, but it bothers, like, at this age, you are wrinkled, you are crinkled, and still you are busy with makeup in your life. What a world are we living in? Ya Allah, where did our eyes open up, Allah? Allah, what a time we lived in, Allah. Allah, what an era we are seeing. My Nabi said, Allahumma la yudrikni zamanun. Allahumma la yudrikni zamanun. La yuttaba'u fihi al-alim. Wa la yustahya fihi min al-halim. Allah, let me not live up to that era where immorality becomes common and divine guidance is ignored. Allah, let me, before that, take me away. We are living in that era. What can we do? The minimum dua we can do, Allah, let it not happen in my house. But the zamana and the era in which we are living, that is what we are seeing. It is a cosmetic world. The cosmetic industry is thriving. It never suffers a loss. Never suffers a loss, never suffers a dip. Every person trying to look young, trying to look more attractive. For who? صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. Allah said, color yourself in my color. Come into my dye, into my color. Yes, the Nabi of Allah also aged. He also aged, but for what reasons did he age? Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, Shibta ya Rasulallah, you've gone old. According to the riwayat of Ibn Majah, Shama'il al-Tirmidhi, he had 20 strands of white hair. One riwayat says 19, one riwayat says 20, one riwayat says 21. So when they asked him, what makes you age? He said, Shayyabatni al-Hudu wa akhawatuha. The frightening description of Qiyamah in Surah Hud has made my hair white. That has made my hair white. When I read through these verses of Qiyamah, so Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was reading Quran for him. The riwayat is in Bukhari. And he was reading, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَا أُولَاءِ شَهِيدًا فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَا أُولَاءِ شَهِيدًا فَكَيْفَ Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will happen? When we will bring them before you, وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَٰؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا, and we will bring you as a witness to your nation. You will stand, it will be your nation, your ummah, and you will have to testify. Among them will be the obedient, among them will be the sinners. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, he pointed towards me and he said, حَسْبُكْ, enough, enough. It was the early part of the night. I lifted my eyes, فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانِ. I seen that the blessed tears just started flowing from his eyes. And believe me, from that time till Bilal called out the Fajr Azan was only tears. Was only tears. He held the hand of his daughter Fatima in the riwayat of Bukhari. And he said, Ya Fatima, salini ma shi'ti min mali, la udhni anki min Allahi shay'a. Fatima, I love you, my baby, and you love me. You know how much the Nabi of Allah had love for Fatima. But don't be in the deception that because you are my daughter, so on the day of Qiyamah, you know, you will have divine exemption, and you will be immune, and you will have a diplomat pass or something, or you will have this. No, no, Fatima, your accountability will be separate, mine will be separate. Fatima, I love you and you love me, but my baby, you will have to stand before Allah individually. وَإِن مِّنْكُمْ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَانِ عَبْدًا. Allah says everybody will come individually. Individually, you know, you go for an interview, can I bring my brother through? Can I bring my wife with? Allah says, no, no, this interview is between me and you. مَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانَ. Allah says, you will come and I will talk. You will listen and I will speak. No translator between me and you. A person stands waiting for an answer. You know the anxiety of a proposal. or the answer of a job, or he's waiting in the labor room of his wife, knowing to find out what child she gave birth to, is the child normal? We know how the anxiety fluctuates. You're sitting before Allah, before whom your past and your future, your present and everything is transparent. Nothing you can conceal, nothing you can lie, nothing you can fabricate, nothing you can distort, nothing you can corrupt. Allah is speaking, you will be listening. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَيَنْدُرَ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَيَنْدُرَ أَشْأَمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا مَا قَدَّمْ. He will turn to his right to see for assistance, but he'll only find his actions if he has. He'll turn to his left for assistance, he'll only find his sins. وَيَنْدُرُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارَ تِلْقَاءَ وَجْهِ. He'll look in front of him, you'll only see the blazing fire of Jahannam. تَكَادُ تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْرِ. It will be howling. It will be howling, the Quran says. There will be a loud sound. كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ سَأَلَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَذِيرٌ. Every time the angels will drive them and drop them in Jahannam, the angels will say, listen, speak. Did the prophets come to you or not? Were you told about this day or not? قَالُوا بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ. Yes, you're right. I got nothing to deny. I got everything to confess. I wish I could change reality, but I cannot do it. So what will they say? فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسُحْقًا لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَعْقِلْ. Allahu Akbar. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَعْقِلُ أَوْ نَسْمَعْ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Only if we heard in this world. These are the words of the Quran. They will say, only if we heard, only if we obeyed, only if we complied, we would have never seen the misery of Jahannam. And for the believers, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَمَتْ أَنفُسُهُمْ خَالِدٌ. Brothers, I'm quoting Quran before you. These are the words of Allah. I'm telling you what Allah has said. Hi, today we don't even have the desire to understand Surah Fatiha, never mind anything else. How many people come in this world, die, and they haven't yet familiarized themselves with what my Allah has said in Surah Fatiha. And they don't even consider themselves deprived, which is the greatest irony. You see people who are following news, man, mustn't miss a bulletin. And what about people following cricket? Ya Subhan. One day I went to one brother's house. So anyway, sleeping there, actually my ustad mentioned this. So 2 o'clock in the morning, he got up. So my ustad is telling me, I felt so bad. I said, Ya Allah, this man is younger than me. 2 o'clock he got up, looks like he's punctual with his tahajjud. Anyway, went, made his tea. This was in India, one of my asatiza mentioned this to me. Made his tea, everything. I thought right now the musalla will come out. Then a commentary started. You disturb your sleep for commentary. You are worried and passionately you don't miss one bulletin. And you don't miss one update. And you don't even consider yourself deprived when you don't know what does Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen mean. Hi, my brother, may you think, what words must I use on you? Forgive me. What words must I use on myself? I don't mean you, I mean myself. What words do we use on ourselves? What do we say about ourselves? We don't know what does, and we don't consider ourselves deprived. And here we want to know the history and the biography and this and that of every person. And we don't know the basics of Quran. You sit in the early hours of the morning and you read Quran and you ponder over the meaning, you will cry like a baby. Quran, you can read it again and again. لا يخلق عن كثرة الرد. Its beauty increases. You know, they talk about wine, it matures. The longer you leave it, the more it matures. Obviously, I'm not using any comparison. But as time goes on, it becomes more. Quran never gets monotonous. Quran never gets monotonous, but you've never taken out time. You read in this gazette and that gazette. You read in this column and that star and that news. Take out time and read this Quran of Allah. Take out time and understand the Quran of Allah. Sit in the halqas of Quran and get some understanding of what Allah has said. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. We would have never been here. So Allah has given us this opportunity. This great opportunity of this night and this month is for us to reflect.
for us to turn to Allah and beg of the forgiveness of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ was sitting with his Sahaba and he spoke about previous nations that people worshipped Allah for decades, nay for centuries, because they had long lifespans. So Sahaba felt disappointed and they said, O Nabi of Allah, even if we want to obey Allah, we don't have those lifespans. We don't have those lifespans to sustain us that we can worship Allah for so long. So Allah then revealed the verse that I am giving you a complete package. Complete package. So a short life with a long privilege. So what is it?
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr laylatul qadri khayrun min alf shahr.
I give you one laylatul qadr, you surpass them in 100 years. You promise me you stand up in laylatul qadr and you get the reward of 1,000 months, more than 80 years. What does the announcer announce in the month of Ramadan? Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil wa ya baghi al-shar aqsir. O seeker of good, run and advance. This is your chance, you can score. O seeker of evil, at least stop for Ramadan. At least stop for Ramadan. At least pause in Ramadan. O my brother, at least in Ramadan look like a believer. The ulama have written that when Allah has made lawful things forbidden in Ramadan, food, drink, and relation with one's partner. This is lawful, this is legitimate, this is permissible. But from dawn to dusk, Allah has made it forbidden for a period of time. So when lawful things have become unlawful, can you imagine what will be the level of prohibition on those things that are ever unlawful? Will it not increase the level of prohibition? Will it not multiply it? When those things which are lawful, Allah has said in Ramadan, it is unlawful. So ghibat, backbiting, slandering, abusing of your sight, missing of your salah, delaying of your, those things that are ever forbidden in Ramadan, it is all the more forbidden. Ya baghi al-khayr aqbil, O seeker of good, advance. Wa ya baghi al-shar aqsir. Really brothers, to be honest, what I wanted to speak about, I haven't started. But I don't like to lengthen a talk more than 1.5 hours. Simply because we need to absorb what we heard. We need to absorb what we heard. We can sit and speak, and I can keep you entertaining, and we can continue like this here. But this is not, the Quran is not a form of entertainment. That is why Allah hasn't maintained sequence in the Quran of stories. Whenever Allah wanted to give an example that would reflect guidance, Allah quoted it. So Allah repeated in the Quran. If repetition was the answer of the guidance of man, Allah repeated it. Allahu nazzala ahsana al-hadithi kitaban mutashabihan mathani taqsharru minhu juludu alladhina yakhshawna rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. Allah says, I have repeated in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. Surah Fatiha is repeated. And Allah speaks of Musa alayhi salam in more than 20 juz of the Quran. So Allah doesn't follow the pattern of a story. It's not a bedtime tales to put your children off to sleep. Qasas in Arabic, qassa yaqussu qassan in Arabic, literally means to follow. As the Quran speaks about it in the incident of Musa and Khidr alayhi salam, عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصَىٰ. Qasas means to follow. So whatever Allah has told us in the Quran is that we follow it. That is why Allah has told us. Sahaba used to come to Nabi alayhi salam and they used to tell the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ausini wa ujiz. O Nabi of Allah, give us advice but make it short. Now it sounds so abrupt and so rude. But subhanallah, how can the Sahaba ever be rude to Nabi alayhi salam? Impossible, impossible. I often say, the love that Sahaba had for Nabi alayhi salam, I cannot possibly give a parable or a similitude of that, simply because we have never tasted love with any human to that extent, never mind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I can't tell you Sahaba love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like you love your wife, because that's an insult to the love that Sahaba had for Nabi alayhi salam.
I can't tell you they love Nabi alayhi salam as much as you love your children, because that's an insult. The love they had for Nabi alayhi salam, we've never tasted that level of love with any human. Hence the example and the similitude cannot be given, because we've never done love like that. My love for my wife is, after I've eaten, I want her to eat. But if we both are hungry, I'm afraid I love my belly before yours. My love for my child is, that after Allah forbid an accident, if I am safe, I will see to him. But if I am in pain and I am dying, I doubt I will be able to see him. Sahaba loved the belly of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam before they loved their own belly. Sahaba loved his body before they loved their own body. I cried. Umar radiallahu anhu came to the Nabi of Allah. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I have a passion that my father Khattab must become a Muslim. And I know you have a passion that your uncle Abbas must become a Muslim. But I promise you, I'll rejoice more the day your uncle becomes a Muslim, because that will bring more joy to you. I want my father Khattab to become a Muslim. And that's the overwhelming passion they had. And I know you want your uncle Abbas, but I give priority to your choice and your like and your passion. When Abbas becomes a Muslim, I'll be more happy than the day Khattab becomes a Muslim. So the love my Sahaba had for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is inconceivable. I cannot comprehend it, neither can you understand it. But they told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, advise but make it short. Why? So that we can absorb it. So that we can implement it. Now today we say, no, keep on speaking. Mawlana, you mustn't worry. Mawlana, you must talk. But then tomorrow, if this majma will be here for Fajr tomorrow, my brothers, then we can keep on speaking. But we know what is the condition. You know, I know, and we know what is the reality of our lives. We make dua to the Almighty Allah, and give us the tawfiq to spend this Mubarak night in Ibadat, to spend the remaining days of Sha'ban in Ibadat, to embrace the month of Ramadan with love, with happiness, with the spirit. Allah, make this the turning point of our life. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we inculcate all the things that were said and change our life and put the correct compass before us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durud Sharif. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلى نيته وسره. اللهم لا نفسي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد كالذي نقول ولك الحمد خيرا مما نقول. لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. لك الحمد ملء السماوات والأرض وملء ما شئت من شيء بعده. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي الهاشمي المكي المدني وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربنا هيئ لنا من أمرنا مرفقا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير، والموت راحة لنا من كل شر. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا، وأنبتهم في الإسلام نباتا حسنا. اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين، واجعلهم هداة مهتدين، لا ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم اهد نساء المسلمين، اللهم ارزقهن الحياء والعفاف والإيمان. اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. Oh Allah, forgive our minor and our major sins, Allah. Allah, forgive the sins we committed in the dead of night and in the brightness of this day. Allah, you know and this earth knows. I doubt the skies and the earth have seen sinners more evil than us, Allah. Allah, we've disobeyed you with practically every limb of our body. Allah, our very existence is denying you, Allah. Allah, our eyes are seeing wrong. Allah, our ears are hearing your wrong. Allah, our brains are thinking wrong. Yet you're sustaining us. You're giving us air to breathe. You're giving us water to drink, Allah. Allah, don't grudge us for our wrong, Allah. Allah, don't deprive us for our wrong. Allah, you have given us all these faculties, Allah. We've touched wrong, we've walked towards wrong, we have smelled wrong, we have looked at wrong. Allah, forgive us, Allah. Allah, make this the turning point in our lives. Allah, brothers have come into this country for different reasons, Allah. Let them change their intention today, Allah. And let them turn to you and make their coming here a means of their hidayat and the hidayat of the people of this place, Allah. Allah, let us not travel in the world for our sustenance that you've decided for it, Allah. Allah, let us move around as ambassadors of your deen, Allah. Allah, bring our youngsters home, Allah. Allah, any youngster sitting in any club this very moment, Allah, you bring him home, Allah. Allah, any youngster dining with any strange woman, Allah, you give him a shiver in his back, Allah. Allah, you bring those youngsters home. Allah, those sisters of ours that are looking immoral and unchaste. Allah, you bring modesty into them, Allah. Allah, you bring chastity into them, Allah. Allah, you bring integrity into them, Allah. Allah, you bring honesty in our tradesmen, Allah. You bring loyalty in our businessmen, Allah. Allah, make us wonderful businessmen, Allah. Create understanding between employer and employee, Allah. Allah, create muhabbat between brother and brother, Allah. Allah, create understanding between parent and child, between spouse and spouse, Allah. Allah, remove the malice of our heart. Allah, remove the jealousy of our heart. Allah, remove the antagonism of our heart. Allah, remove the animosity of our heart. Allah, how long will we live without you, Allah? Allah, how long will our day start without Quran? Allah, how long will we sleep without Quran? Allah, how long will we start with music? Allah, how long will we sleep with music? Allah, the sky is out of control, Allah. Allah, the car of this ummah is out of control for years, for decades, Allah. Allah, you put us back on the road, Allah. Allah, where are we going, Allah? Allah, it is time you steer us back on your road, Allah. Allah, months have passed. Allah, years have lapsed, Allah. Allah, this ummah is under severe strain, Allah. Allah, the night has darkened on this ummah. Allah, the tunnel is dark on this ummah. Allah, the challenges have intensified on this ummah. Allah, this ummah is being massacred in a manner that animals are not massacred, Allah. Allah, the land is drinking the blood of our children. And still we haven't opened our eyes, Allah. Allah, in other parts of the world, the Muslims are going through such difficulties. Some are putting on their ihram and going to the third haram, Allah. Allah, some are going through what difficulties. Allah, you have given us these privileges, Allah. Snatch them not from us, Allah. Snatch not these virtues and these privileges from us, Allah. Allah, let our eyes open, Allah. Allah, let our eyes open, Allah. Materialism has blinded us, Allah. Materialism has captured us, Allah. How long will this remain the night of the Summat? How long will this remain the morning of the Summat? Allah, how long are we going to see our youngsters shaving their beards? How long are we going to see them with earrings, Allah? Allah, you put sajda marks on those very foreheads that have tattoos on their bodies, Allah. Allah, you put hijab on those very sisters that are unveiling their modesty, Allah. Allah, we cry to you, Allah. Allah, hold us, Allah. Allah, we are crying, begging you, Allah, hold us. Allah, hold us tight, Allah. Allah, don't leave us, Allah. Allah, a child has become frightened in the night. And he comes into the lap of his parents to be cuddled. Allah, cuddle us, Allah. Allah, hold us tight, Allah. Allah, this world is too evil, Allah. Allah, nobody is our friend. Allah, nobody is our beloved. Everybody is foe to us, Allah. Allah, they all have deserted us. Allah, they all have forsaken us. Allah, they all have abandoned us, Allah. Allah, you become ours, Allah. Allah, hold us, Allah. Allah, we want our relation with you to be strengthened, Allah. Allah, we want to be close to you, Allah. Allah, we want to be close to you, Allah. Allah, you brighten our qabr when we'll be lowered there, Allah. Allah, you become our partner in our qabr. Allahumma anis wahshatana fi quburina. Allahumma arhamna bil Qur'an al-azim. Waj'alhu lana imaman wa nuran wa hudan wa rahma. Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. Wa'allimna minhuma jahilna. Warzuqna tilawatahu ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar. Waj'alhu lana hujjatan ya rabbal alameen. Allah, you remove the darkness of our grave, Allah. Allah, we cannot handle the darkness of our homes, Allah. When lights go in environments that we are familiar, we become stranded, Allah. Allah, we don't know where this grave is going to be, Allah. Allah, we don't know next to who we will sleep, Allah. Allah, we can't handle darkness for 5 minutes. How will we handle it for years, Allah? Allah, you brighten my qabr, Allah. Allah, you brighten the qabr of every ummati, Allah. Allah, we make dua for the Muslim ummah at this time, wherever they are, Allah. You brighten their graves, Allah. You bring nur in their qabr, Allah. Allah, you remove their azab, Allah. Allah, you become their partners, Allah. Allah, you bring joy and solace to them. You bring comfort and happiness to them. Allah, you return the youth of this ummah home, Allah. Those of our sisters that are marriageable age, you grant them suitable partners, Allah. Allah, forgive us, Allah. And let us return change from you, Allah. Let us pledge that we will perform our salah to you, Allah. Allah, we are a stubborn child, Allah. Allah, we are disobedient children. We are arrogant children, Allah. Allah, we eat your food, we drink your water, and we deny you, Allah. Allah, the sky can split upon us, the earth can swallow us, Allah. But it is your sheer mercy that you have held us, Allah. Allah, we beg you don't deprive us of your favors because of the wrong that we do. Allah, you reward my parents and my asatiza via whom you have given me this beautiful deen. Allah, you give my parents a befitting reward, Allah. Allah, you reward them and grant them good health, Allah. For the wonderful upbringing that they have given me. Allah, you reward every ustad of mine and all the our ulama via whom this blessed deen has come to us. Allah, don't deprive us, Allah. Allah, don't deprive us, Allah. Allah, you don't need us for a split second, Allah. You are independent, you are self-sufficient. You are in absolute authority, my Allah. Your grandeur cannot be comprehended. Your wisdom cannot be understood, Allah. Allah, you are at the height of glory. We are at the pinnacle of weakness, at the stoop, at the lowest level, Allah. Allah, you are not short in anything. We lack everything, Allah. You are full of everything. We are devoid of everything, Allah. Allah, it is time we come close to you, Allah. And leave the glitter and the glamour of this world. Allah, you make it easy for Muslims across the globe, Allah. Allah, strengthen the ummah, Allah. Allah, once again, restore the glory of the ummah. Allah, once again, unite the strength of the ummah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharrin ma sta'adaka minhu abduka wa nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyi al-'azim. Oh Allah, accept my humble trip to this country, Allah. Reward the brothers that have been hospitable to me, Allah. Give them barakat in their health and their wealth, in their lives and their times, Allah. Allah, accept my humble coming here. Forgive me, my Allah. Forgive me, my Allah. Allah, you know my evils and I know my evils. If I have to disclose my evils, I doubt anyone will listen to me. But it is your sheer mercy that you have veiled my wrong. I beg you, veil our wrong in this world and in Akhirah, Allah. Allah, make our get together here today a means of our forgiveness and the forgiveness of our children, Allah. Allah, forgive us for how we have treated our parents, Allah. Allah, let every child return to his parents and hug his parents, respect his parents, obey his parents, Allah. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Allahumma ma qasura anhu ra'yuna wa lam tablughu مسألتنا من خيري الدنيا والآخرة فاجعل لنا منه أوفر الحظ والنصيب وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.